accepted. And in, if we are going to do a contrast of what we, what how it describes what we were not redeemed for, which it says from the corruptible things of this world, this means that we were redeemed by the incorruptible. Is described as incorruptible and undefiled. And it says it faded not away. That's the inheritance that we have come to. So in the same manner, we were not redeemed with things that are corruptible, things that have the potential to get damaged, to spoil, to get rotten. But we are redeemed by the life of God through the blood of Jesus Christ that did not have, that does not have any blemish or spot. Quality sacrifice was paid for your life. A quality life was paid for your life to have you bought. Amen. Colossians chapter 1 verse 14 says, having redeemed us with the blood of Christ Jesus, the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. Second point of what the quality is one of the scriptures we've read earlier, Hebrews chapter 9, that says that, let me just read it. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 8, that says, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all. The blood of Jesus Christ satisfied the payment for your life once for all. Do not think that, oh, I just lied today, so you require another blood. No, the blood of Jesus Christ did it once and for all time. It says, having obtained eternal redemption, it says his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. The quality of the payment for your life satisfied it eternally. It's an eternal redemption. It's a payment that lasts forever. It's not for a time period. It's not till you commit the next sin. It's not renewable after 100 years. So yeah, come and pay again. Or after a year, you know, or like the law and the prophets, the laws, they had to bring a bull annually to renew or to redeem them from their iniquities, you know, annually. But in this case, we're talking about the blood of Jesus Christ that satisfies the payment once and for all. And it brought us back eternally. It brought us an eternal redemption. So you must be confident. You must have sound mind. You must embrace this understanding and truth. It is the truth. It is in scriptures. Hallelujah. Amen. What's the consequence? The consequence of all that we have said, this redemption, this beautiful package that you have as a believer. I'll just stay with three so that we can just quickly round off on this. Amen. Hallelujah. Number one is that God paid for your life. God has paid for your life. A payment has been made for your life. It is no longer your life. It is no longer yours. It belongs to God. The consequence of the payment, the redemption of your life as a new creature, is that your life has been paid for and it is no longer yours. You need to start seeing yourself as not owning yourself, but you have one who owns you. Your life belongs to the Lord. Your life belongs to the Lord. Your life belongs to the King of Glory. Your life has been paid for. And the payment for your life is worth more than you can imagine. Amen. Number two. You have been freed from the hold or claim the devil has over you. Some of us sometimes still think that the devil has some hold, some influence, some claim. You know, the devil has a right over me, probably because of what you did in the past. No. Once you have believed in Christ Jesus, the payment has been made. The devil no longer has a right over you. It's like you go to the market and you purchase a bag of rice. You purchase a bag of rice. Maybe you have paid 20,000 naira. You purchase a bag of rice. The moment you make the payment and it is accepted as a legal tender and the seller has accepted it, it has met the requirement to have the bag of rice, from that moment, the seller has no right over that bag of rice anymore. You can do with it whatever you like. If there and there you decide to open it and pour it or share it to everybody in front of the seller, there's nothing he can do anymore. It now belongs to you. The devil does not have a claim, a hold, or a claim over your life anymore. And the third point is that you have been set free to serve. You have been set free to serve. You now have freedom in Christ Jesus because the life has been paid for. That freedom gives you the ability to serve freely without restrictions, without allowing anything hold you back or draw you back. You are free to serve. So glorify God and serve Him freely. Your response to all of this, I would just like that you check these scriptures as I read them out. I don't have time to really go over them anymore. Galatians chapter 1, so it talks about how you should stand fast in the liberty that you have encountered. And I should not, that's so. Your response is that you stand fast in the liberty. You understand that you have been set free and you stand in it. I have been set free from all of these things that we have talked about earlier. I have been set free. And it says, do not allow yourself to be entangled again by the yoke, by any yoke. So you don't allow anything to draw you down again. You have been set free. Break loose, break free from the old of the devil, from the old of ignorance, from ignorance that is holding you down and not allowing you serve God freely and willingly. Amen. Number 2, Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. You should also read that. It says, now do not use your liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, as an opportunity to, you know, satisfy yourself. It says, but rather use it for service. The response you should give to all of this reality that you are listening to is that you use the opportunity of freedom for service unto God and unto man. And the last point I'll make is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. It says, you not know that you have been bought with a price? Therefore, glorify God in your body and spirit. You not know that you have been bought with a price? Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Your life has been paid for, folks. You have been redeemed. You are the redeemed of the Lord. Not you will be redeemed, but you are the redeemed of the Lord. Do not allow anyone bring you down. Do not allow any word, any message, you know, entangle you again and make you assume the position of one who is still held bound, held down, who can be held back, held down by the hold and the clutches of the devil. The Lord has set you free. How? He has paid for your life. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for this truth. It will be and bring liberation to the hearts of every hearer. It will remind many of who they have become in you. Such a reality they have obtained because they have come to you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Do have a wonderful time. I'm sure you'd enjoy the remaining part of this service. If you have any questions, feel free to send them in. We will answer them. Thank you.